Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 264, the top episodes of 2013. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some Mayberry items that maybe nobody got you for Christmas. Head over there, weaversdepartmentstore.com, and check it out. There's all kinds of great Mayberry items there. You'll love them. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting 264 is Rebecca. It's Lydia over in the chat room. Hey, Lydia, thank you very much for your support of Two Chairs No Waiting, and thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, here at Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is so good to have you with me. You may have just gotten a new iPad or iPod or a computer or some other device that you've never had before that you can come in here and be a part of the show. And wow, we are so glad to have you with us, or I should say I'm glad to have you with me here in Mayberry. Every week we spend some time visiting and talking about stuff from the Andy Griffith Show. Now, I will say that a lot of the things we talk about may be very in-depth. Things that maybe most people that are really fans of the Andy Griffith Show never really thought about before. Hopefully, knowing the things or hearing the things that we talk about here on the podcast will only add to your enjoyment of the Andy Griffith Show. As you watch episodes, you'll be able to pick out little things in the background and know them and just give you a different way to enjoy our favorite town every time you get to visit. So I just, I love the show and I love talking about it, and it never gets old to me. That's one of the things they tell you when you start to think about doing a podcast is there something that you just really love to talk about? And well, there is. It's called the Andy Griffith Show for me. So I'm always looking for things to discuss and have fun with. Now, what we got this week is background music by the VW Boys. Thank you, VWBoys.com. for letting me use their music. But what we're going to be talking about is past episodes of Two Chairs No Waiting. Now, as of this episode, there's 264 episodes of Two Chairs No Waiting. So if you have never listened before, or even if you have listened and you haven't heard all the episodes, these are some you might want to go back and check out. Now, I ask listeners to Two Chairs No Waiting to send me some feedback about what they thought. Well, I didn't get very much feedback, but the ones I did, we're going to share them. And I've got some other possibilities for you as well. I think I'm going to give you a lot of options, and I'm going to put links in our show notes so you'll be able to go through there and pick out some of the highlights of Two Chairs No Waiting over the years and listen to those and enjoy yourself. So I hope you'll enjoy yourself doing that. So let's go ahead and get started. Our rundown starts this week coming in from Janet. Now, Janet, she came in with her top six episodes, because I asked for five, but she gave me six. Well, I'm not going to complain about that. But her number six episode was called Eleanor Donahue Interview. Now, there's several of those. They start at episode number 11, and they come on in all the way up to, there's one at episode number 222 that was from Mayberry Days in 2010. But you can go all the way back to episode 11 was the first little interview I did with Eleanor. So that's a cast member. Now, I will say that almost everything that folks picked out, not everything, but most of them, were episodes where I interviewed cast members of the Andy Griffith Show. So there's you a hint of things you might really want to look for. And I'll make it real easy for you and tell you exactly how to do it as we go through the show tonight. All right. So her number six episode was Eleanor Donahue Interview, episode number 11. All right, so then we've got next up is George Lindsay Interview, and that is episodes number 1 through 4 of the podcast. Yeah, can you believe it? Some of their favorite episodes were the very first ones from back in 2008, when the audio quality wasn't maybe quite as good, but the interviews are awesome. So you go and listen to episodes of Two Chairs No Waiting 1 through 4, and you'll get to hear all of the George Lindsay interviews I did. It was my very, very first interview I ever did, and George actually basically asked himself questions and then responded to them. And if you listen to the interview, you may be able to tell that when I'm asking a question, the audio sounds a little different. That's because I came back and thought it sounded terrible, him interviewing himself. So I would ask a question that he had asked himself, like, what's my favorite episode? My favorite episode is this. Well, I went back and said, what's your favorite episode? And spliced that audio in. Anyway, it's a great set of interviews. I definitely recommend going to check it out. Her number four was Remembering Don Knotts. Now, there's several of these episodes, and she mentions that. There's several episodes of these. You can look through our episode listing, which you'll see at the very top left side of the page. It lists every episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting by title, and you can just look through there and find them. But there's several episodes. I do one every year in February about Don Knotts, Remembering Don Knotts. So you may want to go and check those out. All right, so her number three was a Jackie Joseph interviews. This was episode number 108 through 112. It was done on the Mayberry Cruise, if I remember right, is where these were. It's Jackie Joseph. That's Ernest T's darling, Romina. Romina. So you go and check those out. Those are a great set of interviews that we did during one of the Mayberry Cruises. Jackie is a wonderful, wonderful lady and has never failed to just spend wonderful amounts of time with us. All right, next up, her number two was Howard McNear Remembered. Now, Howard McNear, if you don't know, of course, hopefully you do know, as Andy Griffith fans, you'll know that that's Floyd the Barber himself. All right, so Floyd the Barber, Howard McNear Remembered. There are, let's see if I got this right in here. There are several episodes. They start at episode number 68 and run through episode 70. Now, what these actually are Parley Bear, that's Mayor Stoner, and William Conrad, who was Cannon on the old TV show Cannon, you might remember. They were on Gunsmoke, the radio program with Howard McNear, where he played Doc. So Floyd was Doc on Gunsmoke on the old radio programs. And Parley played Chester, and William Conrad played Matt Dillon. Well, these are remembrances from back in the 70s, I believe, of an interview that they were talking about Howard McNear and being on Gunsmoke radio program. Definitely worth listening to. Awesome set of interviews if you've never heard them. Great, great stories. I definitely recommend it. And her number one favorite was interviews with Betty Lynn that were done just this year, actually. They were done back in July of 2013. Let's see, how many of those are there? There's at least two. Yeah, two episodes. Betty Lynn interview part one and part two. It's 250 and 251. You definitely want to go and listen to those as well. Now, I want to thank Janet for taking time to write in and send me her top five with a bonus. All right, next up, the executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 264 tonight, Lydia. She's the one who sent in her top five. And so let's check out what her top five episodes were this year. All right, so number five for her was an episode called Property Master Reggie Smith. Now, like I said, when you listen to this podcast, you get to find out a lot of things you probably never knew about the Andy Griffith Show. One of them is that the property master, the guy who wrangled all the stage props and all that kind of thing, his name's Reggie Smith. And this particular episode of the podcast, number 234, Property Master Reggie Smith, is all about him and telling stories about some of the things you see on the screen and some very interesting and, I believe, fun facts about Reggie that you'll be able to see for yourself as you watch that episode, either on the video or listen to the audio. You got both options if you follow the links that we'll provide, or just head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and look for episode number 234 of Two Chairs No Waiting. All right, next up, her number four favorite were the Parley Bear interviews. Now, those episodes came to us thanks to the National Lum and Abner Society. They had a big convention back in 1995 and had Parley Bear, Mayor Stoner, Roy Stoner. Yeah, hello, Ed. This is Stoner. That one. Well, he was there, and so we were able to hear from him, and he talked a good bit about being on the Andy Griffith Show, about some of his radio career, things like that. So this is a fun interview and definitely one you will not want to miss. And so go and check it out. It starts at episode number 243, and it's a multiple part interview. So you'll want to listen to all the different episodes related to that. Next up, we have from Rebecca is the episode called Don Knotts and Barbara Eden. Okay, Don Knotts and Barbara Eden. Now, these are interviews. Oh, wait. No, that's not right. I skipped one. Let's see. Where am I? Andy, there it is. Her number three was the Andy Griffith Statue Revisited. I got them out of order here on my sheet. But her number three was that, so head over and check that out. Now, Andy Griffith got a statue in Mount Airy, North Carolina, by TV Land that many of you may or may not know about. But if you've never seen it, you should head over to Mount Airy and go to the Andy Griffith Playhouse, and you'll see the Andy Griffith statue right there in the front. Well, the Andy Griffith Statue Revisited is the presentation that the speech that Andy made at the presentation of that statue. Definitely something you might want to go and check out. And it's also a video if you want to watch it. And actually, you'll be able to watch Andy himself getting his presentation there. All right. So next up, we got the Don Knotts and Barbara Eden. That's her number two that I got out of order. So here's number two, Don Knotts and Barbara Eden, part one. Now, this is also multiple parts. So you definitely go check out all. I think there's two parts to that one. And this is from a radio interview back in 1993 where they were performing, and I forgot now which play they were doing. Red Hot Lovers, the last of the Red Hot Lovers. They were on a national tour. So you can head over and check that out. It's a lot of fun hearing both Barbara Eden and Don Knotts. And her favorite all-time was also the episode with Betty Lynn. So it's the Betty Lynn interviews, number 250, the same as Janet. So I believe the favorites for both groups was episodes with Betty Lynn. So go and check out their interviews. You definitely want to do that. Head over and check that out. All right. So that's two of our friends here in Mayberry who listen to the podcast regularly. That was their suggestions for top episodes. Now I'm going to be able to tell you now what were the top most downloaded episodes that were released in 2013. Okay, so it's not overall. There's been a lot of episodes released, but it's the most. It's from 2013, the most downloaded episodes. All right, so let's get started because you may have already heard some of these. First up, we've got episode number 222 of Two Chairs No Waiting, released back in January of 2013. It's called Eleanor Donahue, Mayberry Days 2010. Go and check that out. It's a great. She was on stage at Colonel Tim's Talent Time at Mount Airy, North Carolina, during Mayberry Days 2013, telling stories about being on the Andy Griffith Show, and she tells a story about Away in a Manger that she sang that you may have heard on last week's podcast. She explains that story and tells how Andy tricked her into singing it. It's a great story. Definitely want to check that out. The next most listened to or downloaded episode of 2013 that was released in 2013, I should say, was Remembering Don Knotts number 5. Now, you remember Janet said the Remembering Don Knotts episodes. Well, this is the latest version of that back from February of this year. Now, this next episode is called Francis Bouvier or Not. Well, this all came up because there's a picture on the internet that is not Francis Bouvier. That just kept going around. And so I finally did a podcast about it saying this is not Francis. There's a picture of Olivia De Haven, and she's in a bikini. I don't think I have a picture right here. Kind of here. Here's the shot. If you're watching the video, you can see of the YouTube video about the show. But she's wearing a bikini, sitting in a chair, and people kept saying it was Aunt B. Well, I assure you it is not Aunt B. But that's what that podcast is about. If you'd like to learn more, head over there and listen to it. It's episode number 227 Francis Bavier are not. Now, here's a surprise for me. The next episode most downloaded in 2013, that was released in 2013, is actually a listener feedback episode. So that means you guys enjoy hearing yourself and you tell your family and friends to listen to you. And I don't know, or maybe we just enjoy hearing from other fans of the Andy Griffith Show. I know I do. So you guys can always call in at 888-684-8415 and leave me some feedback, and we can have some other popular episodes that we can release, because it won't just be me talking. All right, next up. Where are we? Next up, we already talked about, it's episode number 219 and 220 of Two Chairs No Waiting. Both of them are the Don Knotts and Barbara Eden interviews, part one and two. So you want to go and check those out. As we've already discussed those, we'll move right along. In episode number 231, The Courthouse Doors. Now, this was all about, we had some voicemail about the signs on the Mayberry Courthouse, and I did a little bit of research about that because I enjoyed hearing about it. And what you'll hear is some of that information. Not going to, just a tease. That's a tease. So you can find out a little bit more about the courthouse doors on the Andy Griffith Show by going and checking out episode number 231. And let's see, next up that was most downloaded this year was the property master Reggie Smith, which was one of Olivia's selections. So there's another good opportunity to go check out. Then we have the disappearing keys. This was a discussion about the jail cell keys that are between the doors on the jail cell. And you can go check that out because it's one of those continuity errors, possibly. And people seem to enjoy that. Then I asked the question, Mayberry, why do we love it? And that is our number 10 most downloaded episode of Two Chairs No Waiting for 2013 was called Mayberry, Why Do We Love It? And what we're really talking about there is, why do we love the Andy Griffith Show? Why do all of us listen to it? Why are you listening to this podcast? And how do we share that information with others? How do we help them enjoy the show as much as we do? Thought that was interesting. Then we've got the top 20 episodes of 2012. So isn't that surprising that as we go through the top episodes of 2013, one of them is the top 20 episodes of 2012. So if you want to find out other good episodes to listen to, there's you another one to go listen to where I'll give you a whole bunch of hints about things to go and check out. Now, episode number 232 is called A Touch of the Pip. A Touch of the Pip, it's back in episode number 230, I talked about some letters I'd found from Harvey Bullock. He was one of the writers, wrote 32 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, and I have several letters from him. And so he was answering some questions like, exactly what is the pip? And other things like that. So these are actual comments coming from one of the writers of The Andy Griffith Show himself, Harvey Bullock. So you'll want to check that out. The next most downloaded, which I think we're down to the 13th most downloaded episode of the year, was Ernest Borgnine talks about George Lindsay. Not long before, well, it was February when I released it, but it was back in March 2012 when George Lindsay and Ernest Borgnine were at UNA, University of North Alabama, at the dedication of the Black Box Theater that was named after George Lindsay, the George Lindsay Theater, and the Ernest Borgnine Performance Hall. They were there and did presentations, and you get to hear Ernest Borgnine talk about George in this episode. It's great. It's just fun to hear him talking about his friend, George. So it's a lot of fun. Episode number 257. Wow, this one's in October. So this is late in the year, but yet it was still the 14th most downloaded episode of 2013. So you want to check this out. This is really nice. There's pictures that go along with it, as well as you may want to watch the video of this particular episode, because it's about a medal for Opie. And we see some continuity things in the folks sitting on the stage. It's a lot of fun. Go check it out. And let's see. Finally, we're going to do one more, I believe, to make it 15. This one is called A Tribute Artist for the Writers, and it's episode number 233. Now, we're always talking about tribute artists. We got Barney and Floyd, Nurse T and Howard and Opie, and we got all kinds of different tribute artists that do characters from the Andy Griffith Show. But we have one person, Joe Gritton, who has written a few episodes of this podcast for me, doing some skits with Bert and Floyd, where we do Bert, "Oh, bother, those ringing doorbells." And Floyd talking, hey, Floyd, hey, Bert, this is Floyd. Yeah, it's not Floyd. Anyway, those two characters interacting with one another. Well, his name's Joe Gritton, and he had written some of the episodes, so he considers himself a tribute artist for the writers of the Andy Griffith Show. A great podcast, a lot of fun, and I want to thank Joe for being a part of it. So, folks, wow. If you're new to the podcast, I've given you several hours worth of things you can go and check out and listen to catch up on Two Chairs No Waiting. If you're not new to the podcast and you just haven't listened to all the episodes, you go and check those out. That'll get you a long way towards being caught up. And just start from where you are right now and we'll enjoy ourselves. Drop by on Monday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Time to Two Chairs No Waiting. Click the live button. There's a link right on the top of the page. Click it and join us in the chat room. We got here on a eve of a holiday. We've got, what do we got in here? We got 9 or 10 people in there tonight visiting with one another and having a good time. You could be a part of that too and be a part of the Mayberry community, which is what we are. Big Mayberry family. And we'd love to have you there. Love to have you joining us here on the podcast. You can call me at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Or you can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a comment. Or you can head over to our Facebook page. Wow, there's so many ways you can get in touch with us. Any of these ways, you can talk to me and we'll get to know you. And I want to thank everybody. We're up to 1,002 likes on our Facebook page. I just noticed that yesterday. So, wow, we've passed 1,000 people signed up. So that's big for me here at the podcast. And I want to thank you for being a part of our show and being a part of our Facebook community and being part here on our live show as well. So, folks, until next time, I'll be looking forward to hearing from you here at Two Chairs No Waiting. And we'll see you then on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody. Y'all have a great week. And a great new year. We'll see y'all next time. Bye, guys.